This instrumental is called The Architect, produced by Chris Pritham. I like it.
It's really good.
Where are you going to be, Gene?
Well, 11/18 of 2017, I will be in Pooston for one night only at the Come and Take It Comedy Festival.
Whoa. I thought that
somewhere.
Was a joke name.
No, I know.
You know? Come and take it.
Come and get it. I think it's meant to be funny, I guess.
Sickle Cell's going to be there?
He's going to be there, yes. And a lot of other very funny people. And then 2018, guys, buckle up. On January 12th, I will be doing the Ice House in Pasadena. February 2nd and 3rd in Shart Lake Titty, Utah, at Wise Guys, Salt Lake City, Utah, Wise Guys. And then March 30th and 31st, I am going to Portland, Oregon, at Herium Comedy Club. Tickets are at Christina P. online. Get your tickets now. Thank you.
Fantastic. I'm going to be in Albuquerque.
Oh.
San Antonio, sold out. Austin, sold out.
Oh my God.
This weekend, I think the only one you can get tickets to is Albuquerque. Had a few tickets left. They might be gone by the time this is listenable in your ears. Very excited to be coming on this run. And then it's off to Jude Orc Titties. I'm going to be in Port Chester at the Capitol Theater, Town Hall in Jude Orc City. And then the UB Center for the Arts in Buffalo, New York. Also known as Buffalo.
No.
Finish out the month at the Fox Performing Arts Center in Riverside, California.
Hey.
And then Saturday, November 25th, big show at the Wiltern here in Los Angeles. My first ever big play in L.A.
So excited for that one.
Then I go to Fartniks, Arizona. A few shows there, stand up live. And then the Maui Arts and Cultural Center in Maui, and the Hawaii Theater in Honolulu.
Honoruru.
On December 16th. Go to tomsegura.com/tour for your tickets. You know what I'm saying? There it is.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Gene, really big episode today. A lot to get into. I'm just overwhelmed with excitement that it's about to go down. You know what I mean?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
You feel me?
Mm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into this right here. It's the Lambo episode. It's going to be a good one, guys. Let's get into it.
Black guys who love to fuck and fuck good.
Okay.
If you're a hot black guy and you want to fuck me at $23.95, if you want to move in, you can move in, but you got to fuck me. I need to be fucked a lot, man. Get free food, free rent, and everything else, man. Here's a deal, man.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura.
Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitson.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Man, good stuff, right?
Yeah, men are the absolute piggiest of the pigs.
It's really crazy. The world is full of this.
And it's the guy's only criterion is that the guy be black.
Yeah.
Like, not even
free
like...
rent, you get a lease and a key. Fuck me.
Yeah.
There you go.
But he... like, he could be a psycho.
Yeah.
He can have all kinds of diseases. He's like, I don't care. Just as long as you gotta fuck me.
Yep. You gotta be black. And you gotta be willing to... to fuck me.
I mean, you think there would be more of a filter on.
Fuck me in my ass, man.
That's it.
Yeah. Black guys who love to fuck and fuck good.
Yeah.
If you're a hot black guy and you want to fuck me at $23.95,
if you want to move,
Jesus Christ,
but you gotta fuck me. I need to be fucked a lot, man. You get free food, free rent, and everything else, man. Here's a deal, man.
Does part of it as a woman make you realize just how much the men's sexual drive can just hold them hostage in some ways?
Yeah.
Like this is just like, I see this as a guy, I'm like, I know where he's at right now. Yeah. I know where he's at right now.
You know? I don't fathom it. Like, I personally, and I'm sure there are women out there.
I feel like he's just in a bad place. He shouldn't have posted this, you know?
I should have just pushed through.
Yeah, just release the demons.
Masturbate.
Yeah, get through it, man.
I don't know. I've never been here as a woman, like, this desperate for that, you know?
Yeah, most of the time, I don't think we see a lot of women with these types of videos.
Men from jail, homeless, or you're a thug, you want to come move in? Your friend can move too, man.
Your friend can move in too.
At least in a key. Fuck me. Piss on me. Beat me. Home me out. You see me? You want to come over today and try it out? Try it out, man.
Just try it out.
And he gave out his address.
Yeah.
He's like, come find me.
He said homeless.
Jesus, homeless.
Homeless guys.
Fuck me in my ass, man.
But as long as you're black and homeless and out of prison, you can bring your friend. Your friend can watch. What is
your
wrong?
Friend, if you want to try it out today.
Right, it's like a free trial. What's the promo code? Jeez.
My building, try it out. You want to fuck a piss on me? Try it out.
Jeez.
You're quite only as fuck, man. I'm looking for hardcore guys. I mean it. Want to do it, and I want to deliver it. I'm a hot white trash. Come dump. Let's fuck.
Wow.
Where is he? Where is he in his mind? Like, where is that?
I mean, Blue Band cut out the address. He was
pretty
very
dark.
Very thoughtful.
No,
men from jail, homeless, or you're a thug.
Fuck me in my ass, man.
That's really crazy.
I mean, emotionally, where is this guy?
Oh, yeah, he's worse off than I thought. And actually, I think this is dipping into drugs territory. I don't think he's just backed up. I think he's I think he's fueled by something
16
else.
Benadryl.
Yes, he might be on the Benadryl. Take 10, 20 Benadryl. Jesus Christ, that guy. You want to get horny?
God.
Smoke weed, but you got to take all your Benadryl.
Maybe this guy took too many Benadryl and there's no one to help him.
Okay. If you want to move in, you can move in, but you got to fuck me.
Whoa. How much is that?
By the way, there's a lot of people I think that would take this guy's offer.
I think it's a good deal, actually.
That's a great deal.
If you are homeless and black, it's a really good deal.
If you meet those two criteria,
that's all he's asking. He didn't even say like big dick.
He said out of jail.
Yeah. His standards are incredibly low. Yeah. But he didn't even say, you know, drug free, disease free, big dick.
Ready to fuck, just black. But here's the thing. You can't just be black. You also got to be down to fuck this guy. A lot.
Yeah. A lot. What is a lot, do you think?
See, that's the thing. That's a subjective term, but I think he means it. I don't think a lot.
He means it.
Yeah. Some people are like, a lot, you know, today, tomorrow. It's like, no. I think this guy means like breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Full-time.
You want this rent? You want this food?
Damn.
I also think he'd get tired of you, though. I think he's, you know.
He's the kind of guy that needs a new piece.
I think so.
What do you think his apartment's like? Probably super nice, huh?
Why do you think it's so nice?
I mean, he seems like he takes care of himself and he's like...
Takes care of that mustache.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he likes his look to be fresh.
Like there's some food or something on the outside of his mouth, you know?
I'm looking for hardcore guys.
That mustache is insane, too.
God, from like piss on me. 70s. Beat me?
Yeah.
It's definitely a different place than I thought he was in. I mean, I understood, you know. I mean, I understand that exists, too, but I thought he was just like, I'm fucking fired up.
Yeah.
He's just like... Take out all the rage on me if you want.
If you're my building, try it out.
Jesus. Oof, he wants to be abused, this guy.
Try it all out.
Try it all
out. If you're my building, try it out. You want to fuck a piss on me? Try it out. Seriously, plight only as fuck, man. I'm looking for hardcore guys. I mean it. Want to do it. And I want to deliver it. I'm a hot, fall by trash. Come dump. Let's fuck.
Oof. Where is he posting this?
I don't know.
Is this a Craigslist video ad?
Those eyes...
All the eyes are terrifying.
Yeah, man.
I feel like as though, too, you know, if you're putting an offer like that out into the world, you might want to record yourself in a more flattering light.
Yeah.
Maybe turn the light on.
Maybe sit up. He's laying back, camera over him. Oh.
Yeah, like maybe make yourself look more attractive.
Yeah, like some people know how to look attractive on camera.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like
lighting. Oh, yes. Oh, no. Oh, no. Not the dog. Not the dog.
Sniff that one.
King Ass Ripper.
Oh, my God.
Farting on his dog.
Now, that's the thing. This is either animal abuse or the dog loves it.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to discuss.
We don't know.
We don't know. First of all, the dog doesn't know that his dad, owner, is a celebrity. So,
huge star.
Huge star.
Big talent.
I will say that he kept a healthy distance, you know?
He respected the boundaries.
He didn't smother him too. Like, he wasn't, like, sitting on him.
Right. It wasn't abusive.
And he gave him a nice pet at the end. But that's the king right there.
Yeah. See, this falls into nasty or not.
It's exactly right.
Yeah.
Do you think it's nasty or not?
Well, I mean, it depends on the dog, because we've got two dogs.
Yeah.
One dog loves the farts.
Yeah. One dog doesn't.
Does not.
One dog, you fart in his area, and he gets up and he walks away.
People hate farts.
Yeah. Bitsy's like, what's that? Yeah.
So,
I'm going to make another song.
One dog's heaven is another dog's hell.
Yeah.
Now, if you're King Ass Ripper's dog, you got to find this to be heaven, because he farts 24/7.
True.
And there's a guy that can fart.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
And the dog doesn't seem bothered by the fart, so I'm going to go with not nasty.
Yeah.
This ain't that nasty.
I don't think it's too nasty.
Now, is this an old video? Because he looks thinner here. I'm thinking this might be before he got large.
He really blew up recently. What else? It says there's something else here. Let's see.
Oh, shit.
Oh, there's this dog. That dog moved away. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
The dog didn't move, but he did turn his head slightly away.
What's nastier, when King Ass Ripper farts on his food and then eats it, or when he farts on near this dog?
It's the food.
The food is really gross. It's nasty. This is only nasty if you think farts are nasty, but he's not like I don't think he's abusing the dog or anything. I mean, the dog's comfortable. The dog just moved its head. He didn't like, you know, run, like sit on. He's just farting in his area. I think it's fine.
This makes me laugh. This incorporates two of my favorite things, doggies and King Ass Ripper.
Yeah.
This is like the most perfect video ever made.
Ready for more?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, that's like what our dog does. Yeah, that's what Fief does. He gets up and he walks
away. I was going to say that if the dog doesn't like it, he will get up and leave. And that dog left.
And this would have a different feeling if he was like holding the dog there. And like,
that's different.
Yeah. He's just farting near the dog. And the dog made a choice to leave and it was okay. I'm okay with it.
And King Astroper didn't insist that the dog stay for the fart. So it wasn't abusive.
There's the dog again. I mean, he's a few feet above its head. Yeah.
I'm dying. Yeah. But you know that the animal activists are just all lit up right now.
Oh, I know.
About him.
I probably get some emails.
How dare you fart on that dog's face?
We're going to skip all over him, just so you know.
How dare he fart on a dog's head?
Yeah.
You farted on both of our dog's heads several times. Yeah. I've farted on their heads, too, in bed. They lay right there. What can you do?
Where is this, by the way?
Why is farting on a dog's head so funny to me?
I don't know.
It's one of my life's joys, you know? You know how I was talking about the difference between relief and joy? I would say farting on a dog's head qualifies as joy. That's one of the few things that really lifts me up out of the doldrums, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Farting is just great in general. Oh, so this video is not... God, I want to talk about the Lambo prank.
Oh, my God.
This was so fun. And the video's gone, so they must have taken it down, but...
What?
So, well, just one of these things. I'll explain. So for people that don't know, I mean, most of you know that are fans of our show we've been doing Sober October and...
October with a hard T.
With a hard T. And it included being sober for the month, not drinking, not taking drugs, not smoking weed.
And for you, that's really not a challenge.
Not that big of a challenge.
Not a big deal.
And also 15 90-minute hot yoga classes.
Have you farted in any of those classes?
No, but the closest I came was today, by far. So today I finished number 15.
Congratulations, you're done with Sober October. Yeah. How
and
do you feel?
We're recording this on the 26th, so I still have a few days to spare. I feel like it's, you know, I'm glad to be done. It was an interesting test in discipline, yeah, which I'm a fan of. I like challenges. I like being challenged to do things. I responded well to the weight loss challenge. I like being challenged here. It's fun. It's fun to, I think it's healthy for people in general to hear something like, hey, like just to test your discipline every once in a while. In other words, 24/7 all the time. No, I mean, it's not for me, but I think if you have, the opportunity to just test yourself, I think you learn things about yourself, and you learn, one of the things you learn is that you're capable probably of more than you think, you know?
Yeah.
Which is it's a good thing to learn about yourself.
Can I tell you, because I thought about you saying that, because you said that to me earlier in the week, and I was thinking about it, and I was like, I feel like everyday life is that challenge for me. Like, I'm so anxious and so, I'm just, every day is a battle to just, to just be normal. Mm-hmm. Does that, you know what I mean? I feel like every day is an exercise in discipline. Is that normal? Is that how?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Okay. No. Yeah, maybe that's why I don't like challenges.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I think what I mean though, I know what you, how you're saying it. I know exactly what you mean. But what I'm talking about is more in terms of somebody, like when it's like, hey, this is hard. I don't want to do that thing, you know, like go on a run. Let's say if you're a runner, you're a runner, but let's say you're not and somebody says, can you go run a mile? And you're like, oh, I hate doing that. But I mean, like, I'm physically capable of doing it. I just hate doing it.
Right.
And it's like, get up and do that 5 times this week. Oh, fuck. I don't want to do that. And you think of all the reasons that it sucks, but then you go, I'm going to do that thing. I know the thing that I'm capable of doing, but it's difficult to do. And I'm going to do it the whole time, whatever the plan is. That kind of
sticking to it.
Yeah, that kind of challenge. Exercise and discipline.
Yeah,
it can be something. It doesn't have to be physical. It could be like writing. If you're like, down at a computer and write an hour a day or whatever.
Sure.
If you're like, I don't want to do that. Yeah, I know you don't want to do it, but can you do it? I think at the end of that challenge, if let's say if it was writing, you'd be, oh wow, this was greatly beneficial.
Right, because you force yourself to do something, and then the rewards from that are pretty good. Well,
yeah.
I guess you could say Pilates and dieting for me was my discipline thing.
Absolutely.
That actually really turned my life around mentally, because then you go, oh, I can do this. Like, I'm not some schmuck that's just a slave to their whims, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I have no, yeah, I guess so. I guess self-discipline, that's a good thing.
Well, this is, so we've been doing this challenge, and we poke fun at each other, especially Ari, Bert, and I. We used to do little jabs at each other when we make videos.
You mean Ari?
Yeah, Ari Schaefer, Burnt Crystals, and myself. And we take little jabs at each other, and it's just, you know, we just have fun.
Burnt Crystals?
Yeah, because it's the three of us and Joe, but, you know, we have fun doing these videos. So like, we'll put Instagram posts up, and we'll just say, like, I finished a class. So the other day, Shafir and Bert went to a class together, and as they left, they had the yoga instructor talk, and they were like making fun of me and Joe. I forget what, but one of the things they said, they're like, oh, have you seen Tom? And then the guy's like, oh, that little short guy. Cause that's one of like Ari's jokes, is that I'm short. And then he's like in the blue Porsche, and they're like, yeah. He's like, yeah. And then I saw Bert and Ari, like, so ridiculous. Like, such a ridiculous car. And like, he's so cheesy. You're driving his blue car. And I saw that, and I was like, first of all, it's not ridiculous. And I go, if you want to see ridiculous and you want to see cheesy, we can step this thing up to a whole other level, you know? And I think like there's huge, many layers to the car thing for me, and particularly this car in particular that I decided to rent and take to this.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm a car nut. Like, I'm a fanatic. I love cars.
Since you do. You have so many magazines of car. You look at the pictures. You talk about them a lot.
Hasn't changed since I was a kid. Like,
yeah.
I used to play with little toy cars, you know, read every car magazine. I still buy them all the time. I've gone to car shows. I love it. I just love cars. When you love cars, they usually fall into different categories for you. You're like, you know, that shit sucks. I wish I could get those. Like, these are the cars I love. And then there's a category of car that you're like, I get that someone's into that, but it does nothing for me. Mm-hmm. It's an absurd thing. It's like, if you want to relate it to like human beings, like someone saying, isn't that person attractive? And you're like, doesn't do anything for me.
Right.
Just, I understand that you might think that person's attractive.
Right. Like, but, you don't want to fuck that guy for free room and board.
Right.
But there's a homeless guy out there that wants to
fuck that
desperately
guy and piss at him and beat on him. Just try it. So
there's something for everybody.
There's something for everyone. For me, Lamborghinis fall into that category. They just do nothing for me. I see them as comical, ridiculous cars. I see a Lamborghini the same way I see somebody with a pet tiger or like a mink coat. Yeah. Or like if somebody said like, hey, you like shoes? And I'd be like, yeah, I like shoes. They're like, I got a shoes made of diamonds.
Yeah.
Do you want to wear them?
It's preposterous.
Like, no, I don't want to wear it. That's ridiculous.
It does nothing because it's so outrageous.
It's outrageous.
A Lamborghini, because we've been joking about that.
That's
car
the thing.
For
this is a 15-year joke. It's longer than that. This is a joke where even, or maybe not 15, but like, yeah, you're right, 10 to 12 years old. Like, it's always been just like a punchline to us, Lamborghini.
Yeah, who in their right mind, like you were saying, because it's so flashy and garish.
Yes.
It's like the Sultan of Brunei has a Lamborghini.
Exactly.
Only people who really want a lot of attention
or just have so much money,
so
they
much
don't
money.
Know what to do to it. They don't know what
they
to
do
with
do.
The money.
And the Lamborghini, the efficiency, there's no efficiency. Number one, there's no cup holders in a Lamborghini. You can't even bring like your cup and put it in there. You can't recline the seats because it's all, and everything's made of suede and leather. So you can't even spill or put a crumb in it.
Yeah. It's such an absurd.
It's an absurd car. And the ones with the doors that go up, like the wings. So what, you're going to take your Lamborghini to the grocery store? Where are you going to park it?
One of my favorite,
crazy.
We've told this before, but it's been years. Favorite things we ever did, like as an ongoing joke of the Lamborghini lane.
Lamborghini.
Jokes. Yeah.
So ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. I remember years ago we were living in the Rampart division.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Did not have a lot of money.
No.
Didn't have money. I mean, like, you know, we were trying to make rent.
Yeah.
And I called my dad and I go, hey, I'm going to lease a Lamborghini. And he goes, what? And I go, I'm going to lease a Lamborghini. I said, you know, it's in LA. It's very important that you are perceived a certain way. And so I'm going to, you know, I figured out like we were to save some money. And I told him this whole thing when it was like,
because you go, dad, you know, when you pull up to like the club, the Comedy Store, Laugh Factory, you got to look like you're a big deal.
Yeah. You can't just pull up in like a Honda.
No, you have to have a Lamborghini. People need to think that you're really successful.
Yeah. And he was like, okay. He goes, I understand that. And I said, so, you know, like we're really going to have to put some money together, but I'm going to lease this thing and it's, you know, it's going to be like.
No, but you used to tell him the math.
Yeah, I broke it down.
I said
like we're putting like $30,000 down, which is like what we could get together. I'm borrowing money from people.
All our savings.
And I can only
drive
at $100 miles a month, something like that, like something so stupid. And he's like, well, you know, I support you. It was so sweet. He was so sweet and supportive.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't like, that's the stupidest fucking thing ever.
Yeah,
he was
sweet.
Like, he was like, okay, like.
I get it.
Yeah. Like, you got to look like you belong. And I was like, oh, man.
He's like, you're in show business. You got to look like you're successful.
Yeah, so that one, like, that did not get the reaction. But I, you know, when I told him, I was like, no. I even told him one time, I was like, I'm going to grow my hair out. I'm going to start combing it back and I'm going to grease it back and I'm getting an earring, but like it'll grow. And he was like, yeah, you got to stand out, look different. Like he totally said, that's how supportive he is. He's so wonderful.
Well, cause in LA, by the way, the only time I've ever seen a Lamborghini is parked in front of like the Beverly Hills Hotel. Like some weirdo foreigner
and
has rented
way,
one.
That philosophy that we're talking about of like the standing out, there are so many people in this city who believe that.
Yeah.
That they do go like, I'm going to grow the hair out and wear the weird thing, the leather sleeveless vest, because I want to look like I'm different. And everyone's like, no, you're different.
You sure are. Yeah. 'Cause it is a certain type of personality that wants that Lamborghini level attention.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the guy that parks in front of the hotel so that everybody sees the car.
It felt crazy.
It felt horrible. Well, I didn't like it.
Let me tell you the full details of this. So I fucking go down there. I go to this place to rent it. I look online. Again, we always talk about this, by the way. The first place that I emailed and called never even got back to me about rent. It was like one of the top rated exotic rental places. I'm always just blown away by the place that doesn't reply to the person who's like, here's my email, phone number, here's everything. I want to rent a Lamborghini tomorrow.
How can I give you money? Yeah.
And
you don't want money?
And they're like advertising that's what they do.
It's crazy.
So this place actually replies, you know. They tell me, here's the cars we have. It's called 777exotics.com. And they're very, you know, very nice. So I go down there, and then the plan is, what I'm going to do is go to Hot Yoga, and I have these water bottles that somebody gave to us. So the plan is, I'll rent this, I'll get the Lamborghini, I'll park it, and then when I give them their water bottles, they'll see this.
You'll lure them out to the car with the water bottles. Because that was the thing I was going to ask you is, well, how are you going to get the guys out to the parking lot after the class and everyone can see the stupid
exactly.
car?
Exactly. And the truth is, like, I really just wanted... The truth is that I would have just done this just for Bert. Like, that was... he was the mark, you know?
Yeah.
Like... Joe and Ari are like collateral damage. Like it's a Bert prank. So I get down there and I'm like, which one should I get? And they're like, how about this orange Lamborghini Huracan? And I go, that's perfect.
That's crazy.
This is perfect. It's so ridiculous. I leave. The engine does this kind of funky thing when I'm a few miles away.
Wait, so you're in the orange Lamborghini?
I'm in the orange one. I could not feel like a bigger dick, by the way. Everyone's looking at me.
So horrible.
And you know, like, I actually lay low. Like, I'm not like, check me out.
No.
You know? So everyone's staring. People at stoplights, you know. People, like, I saw, I pulled out of a driveway and I saw a lady go, like, her mouth dropped and she was like, but it looked horrified.
Yeah.
And I roll down the window. I go, don't get one. It's stupid. And she was like, oh, like she caught herself.
Yeah. You're like, that would be the person where when I'm with LJ.
Yeah.
I go, sweetie, that's a douchebag.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you say douchebag?
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's a douchebag.
So anyways, the engine did this crazy thing on its own and it's like a spaceship in there. I mean, everything,
it is,
they have to tell you like, here's how you park. Here's how you, you know, turn this, here's how the turn signal works. None of it's intuitive.
Can I ask you, so did you put your insurance policy on it, or do you have to take out an additional thing because it's such an expensive car?
I used my own. It was a risk, but like I could have bought theirs. I didn't. I used my own. But
yeah,
it was a calculated risk. I was like, I'm not going to take this a lot of places. Yeah. I think I'll be all
right. Yeah, home and then you know, hot yoga and back.
It's still a risk, but I mean, you know, it's a gamble. But so anyways, the engine does some crazy thing that I'm like, what is it doing right now? It was like on its own revving. So I was like a couple of miles away and I called them and they're like, well, let us check it out. How about, just stay where you are and I'll bring you the convertible, the white convertible. And I go, okay, great. I mean, and for a second I was disappointed. I was like, oh no, I don't have the orange absurd car. But what I realized as they pulled up and I got in the white one was that the white one was more believable as something that I would get. Because the orange one is too crazy.
It's too much of a ha-ha on-the-nose joke.
They would be like, you didn't get an orange.
Because when you told me that you got the white one, I go, oh, that's even better.
Yeah.
Now Bert's really going to think
that's that. That's what I put together after I was driving. I was like, this is actually
believable.
Yeah.
That you, and it was a beautiful Lamborghini.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's
white and
stunning.
Then,
stunning.
Like red suede.
Yeah, interior.
I mean, it was
black accents. Yeah, I mean, it's nuts.
Dude.
This thing drives unlike anything I've ever been in. And I have to tell you, I'm jumping ahead. When I returned it, the guy goes, do you want to go for a quick ride in the Aventador, which is the step up Lamborghini with like the doors that slide up, but also has a much crazier engine. And I remember thinking, like, how much crazier could this drive than the one that I've had for a day, the Huracan?
The what?
Huracan.
What does that mean?
Hurricane.
Douchebag. Oh. Yeah. It's Italian for shitbag. Oh!
So I get in the Aventador, and I'm like, at first it starts, and I'm like, oh, that already feels different. Like, the whole car was like...
And just so you know, the button to start a Lamborghini is actually like a launch pad button. Yeah. It's like, you know, when you see in the movies...
You lift a lever.
Yeah. It's like a switch for the missile. I mean,
it's an
crazy
experience. Here's the thing. That whole thing is a fun experience. I totally recommend renting these cars.
Yeah.
100%. So anyways, he took me a couple blocks in the Aventador, and I was like, this is 10 times crazier than the one I rented. And he was like, I know. Like, this one's really fucking nuts and costs a few $100,000 more.
Jeez.
So anyways, dialing it back now. So the night that I get it, I rent it, I take it home, and I have a show at the Comedy Store. And I go, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take it to the store tonight and just, you know, park like it's normal.
No big deal.
Yeah. And then go do my spot and then go home.
Because a lot of famous comedians, and most people wouldn't know this, but a lot of really famous, successful, rich comedians do that. Well, they'll roll up in a crazy car, and then all the door guys will be like, whose fucking car is that? And then it's the talk of the Comedy Store comics. Everybody has to
exactly
know who pulled up in the Ferrari.
Now, what I was hoping was that none of the guys are at the store that night, and this way, like rumors would start leaking, because that would be like a perfect ploy into it. But what happened was Ari got added to the show I was doing, and I saw a tweet go out like, oh, we just added Ari to the show. And I'm like, ooh, then I was debating, like, it's going to blow the wad of having it at Hot Yoga.
Because
otherwise,
then
it's just like a Comedy Store parking lot thing.
Yes.
Then Bert called. He's like, are you going to the store tonight? And I go, yeah. He goes, all right, I'll see you there. And then I go, I'm not bringing it, because I want to save it for Hot Yoga.
Yeah. It's better in the daytime. And
absolutely. And also just the four of us, and not like the scene of the store.
Yeah, you don't have to explain it to all the comics.
So I go to the store, and I wasn't going to say anything to anybody. But as I'm leaving the store, Joe was also there. He walks up to me, and he's just whatever, just bullshitting. And I'm too excited. I get, you know what I mean? When you're like excited, it's like when you're excited about a joke.
Yeah.
You're like, I got this joke. So I go, all right, I tell you what I'm doing. And he goes, what? I said, you know, these guys made this video, and they were like, oh, that Porsche is so ridiculous. And of course, he's like, how's that ridiculous? I love Porsche. I'm like, I know. I go, well, so what I'm going to do is, and I tell him, I rented a Lamborghini. I'm going to bring it to Hot Yoga tomorrow. He starts laughing, like really laughing. And I go, and I'm just going to play it nonchalant. And he goes, oh, yeah. I go, you got to help me sell. He goes, 100%. I'll tell him you're doing great. What's the big deal? So he 100%.
It's a great car. Tom deserves it. He earns a lot of money. All that stuff.
All that stuff. Why not?
Yeah, what's the big deal?
Enjoy life. Like, what are you going to do? Save all your money? So it's like, it is perfectly lined up. Then the next move is I get, you know, the next day I'm just like, I'm...
Wait, because you came home and then you told me that Joe was in on it.
Yeah.
And now I'm ear to ear because I think it's more powerful if Joe does know. Because now he and you can kind of gang up on Bert and Ari and convince them that, no, this is a really good idea. This is what successful men do. What's wrong with you? Like, you're the asshole.
Exactly.
And by the way, how much are Lamborghinis? Just so that the audience...
Oh, right. So for people that don't know, the one that I was... driving, some people online I have to say guess it was a 2005 or six. It is a 2017 brand, like it's brand new. It had 3,800 miles on it.
Bananas.
So it's out of the
spaceship.
Straight from the factory, man. That one was 350,000.
So crazy.
That Aventador, the
That's
one
crazy.
that he took me for a ride in afterward, was 500,000.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Half a mil.
Yeah. But this was $350.
That's so craziness.
It's real nuts.
It's so
really
silly.
Fucking nuts.
It's silly. Unless you're a billionaire, it's just silly.
It is. It's the silliest, which is the most fun to pretend. Like, to me, the amusement in this, like the joy in this, would be to pretend like what's the big deal. Like, but I mean, like, to really sell it. And that's what I kept imagining, is that Bert's going to freak out and I'm just going to go like, what?
I make a lot of money.
Or just be like, but what? Like,
what am I going to say for my kids' college tuition?
Yeah,
they can get scholarships. What's a big deal?
But also, like, that's not that much.
Yeah.
That's not that much. It's $350,000.
Big deal.
So.
Oh, my God.
So, of course, I'm so antsy to go to class. I want to make sure that I'm early, because I didn't want to blow the... like the show of it before class, for some reason that was sure. not going to be as fun, right? So I showed up like half an hour early, and funny enough, as I'm pulling into hot yoga, my phone rings. I'm like pulling in the parking lot, and it's Joe, and I answer. He goes, "You got a white one?" And I go, "How do you know?" He goes, "I'm right behind you." He goes, "I just saw a Lamborghini," and I go, "That's got to be." So I go, "Yeah." He's like, "That's fucking crazy." So we park like away from where I normally park. So it wasn't like, you know, normally I park in one section of the parking lot.
Yeah.
I parked away from it. And I go, "So after class, I go, I'll tell you and Ari I got your water bottles from this guy that sent them to us. And we'll walk over here." He's like, "All right, cool." So we go to class.
Wait, and that, by the way, is my favorite part of the story, of like luring them to the car and being like, "I got your water bottles yeah. right here in the trunk," which is in the front of this car.
Yes.
And then you're like, "Oh, what's the big deal? It's my Lamborghini, and well, I'm getting water bottles out of it."
It was such a great moment. You know,
so stupid.
So like, I really wanted to sell this hard. So the way to sell it, I thought, was to be very nonchalant.
Oh,
about it,
you know? Yeah. You have to be like, whatever. Yeah,
whatever.
This is what I did. What's
so
the big deal?
We finished class. We're walking back, and we're just talking about, like, at the time we had finished, you know, I think Ari and I had finished number 14. Joe and Bert had just finished number 13. So we're talking this and that. And he's like, "Oh, what are you doing tomorrow? What are you doing the next day? Blah, blah, blah." And we start walking. Ari and Bert had rode together. So they're walking this way. And I go, "I got your water bottle." And he's like, "Oh, yeah." Because Ari really wanted that. He goes, "Yeah, I want that water bottle." So I go, "Come here." And we start walking, and you know, you're starting to see there's less cars that could be mine. So it's like we're walking, and I hear Burke like, "So we got a Lamborghini over here?" And as he says that, I reach in my pocket and I press unlock, and the lights go, and he goes, "Shut the fuck up." And you know, some people would ask, like I told my cousin Brian about it. He's like, "You got to record." And I was like, "If I just pull out my phone immediately,
they're gonna know.
It's too obvious."
Damn.
So I think it was important to try to like dial it back a little bit.
Yeah.
So I go, "Hold on." I go, "You want that water bottle, right?" And I didn't even address. I opened the door and I just keep hearing Bert going, "Shut the fuck up. Shut up. You got a Lamborghini." So I open the front hood, which you can put a fucking laptop in a Lamborghini. And I pull out I go, "I thought you wanted your water bottle." I give it to Joe. Joe is, of course, he's like, "Fuck yeah, dude, you're balling." Like,
totally supportive.
100% yeah. supportive. He's like, "That's so how you great. Ball, man. Fuck yeah." He's like, way to go, Tommy. And he's like, "Sick. This is sick, man." And Ari is like, like not yeah. really saying much.
He's doing his Ari thing.
Yeah, he's doing his Ari thing. Bert immediately goes, "You rented this?" And I go, "No." And he goes, and he's looking at me like he's ignoring Joe and Ari talking. He's like really eyeballing me, yeah. you know, because he
panicked.
Knows me. He's like, "Are you serious?" And I go, "Yeah." I go, "Is that crazy?" And he's like, "You bought a Lamborghini." And I go, "Yeah, it's a great year." And
that's a great year.
He's like, "Sir."
Yeah.
And then
special.
I go,
no teeth,
like,
no entry.
Like, "No way.
Hello?
No way.
Netflix?
No way. You rented this." And I go, "No." And the thing is, since it's a new car, it has that
the VIN number.
The VIN
yeah.
sticker.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
like
great.
The registration. I go, "Check my registration." And it's still on there. And right then Ari goes, "Check his registration." And as he says that, and I go, "Oh, I think they're actually gonna go try to look at the registration." Joe like says something else and it distracts them. So they go back to the conversation. Then we start like the things are, they're like, "What the fuck?" And I go, "I got a great deal." I go, "The owner drove it for like 3 weeks. So I got like 40 grand off. I only paid like 300,000.
Oh my God.
And they're like,
"That's so much money."
Yeah. He's like, "What?"
So
and I go, like, "I mean, I go, I thought that was a good deal."
It's a good deal. Yeah.
And I'm just like, totally like not, you know, giving in. I'm like, "Yeah, it's awesome, man. You should see how this works." So I start like, I'm going to turn it on and turn the car on. And Bert's like, "I just fucking, who are you?" And he starts going, "Who are you?" It was, let me see if I can, he made this video. Let's see if this plays on Instagram.
Oh, how funny.
The one thing I like to say about me and my friends is that fame hasn't changed any of us. You hang out with Joe, he's bow hunting, it's jujitsu, it's fucking marijuana. Ari Shaffir, backpacking through Asia by himself.
He could go backpack right now if he wanted to. Oh, Tommy's balling.
And then some of us buy Lambos with the fucking brains blown out like we're friends with Mace and Puff Daddy. Holy fucking shit.
So funny.
You guys are idiots. Such idiots.
But I could see, you know, I could see Bert's still, like, we would have a moment like that, like, for a video. And then people kind of, you know, you start to regroup, like, oh, what? And he would just look over. I see him being like, what the fuck?
He's in his mind, he's doing the math.
I could see the math.
Like, he's like, how many tickets is Tommy selling?
Yeah, and he was like, Jesus.
The podcast, how much could their podcast be making?
Even when we said, like, when we said bye to each other.
Yeah.
We all got in our, I got my car and I started to back up. I turned and he's just looking. He was like, he just shook his head. He was like, Jesus.
Can you?
That's crazy. Lamborghini?
And could you imagine him going home to Leanne and being like, oh, I could push. It's got to be so mad.
Oh,
right now.
My God. Yes.
I mean, he got a Lamborghini. They got a small baby.
Oh, my God. And I started to think about, too, how much fun it would be if, like, the whole fun was the idea of him spiraling to the point of buying something. Like, the dream would be that he was like, Tom got a Lamborghini? I gotta get a Corvette. Like, something. And then have him show up, like, pull into the store, like, check out, I got it. And I'm like, oh, I just rented that thing. And he's like, wait, what? Yeah.
Well, because also last night when you got home, I was like, well, wouldn't it be great if we were thinking of ways to fuck with Bert further, if you and Joe could kind of team up and be like, you know, they're not that bad to get into. Like, you can get into one for, like...
I texted him. last night, I texted him. I go, oh, my God, this is so fun.
Like, you can... It's not that unreasonable, Bert. You're making a lot of money this year.
Yeah. I texted him last night. I go, want me to put you in touch with my guy? He can get you into one for under $200,000. And he didn't reply. Yeah, Bert didn't reply. I started to get so many texts. Your our agent that we share was like,
oh, that was fun. Well, so no, our agent called me up about, you know, doing some dates, and I go, his name is Andrew. I go, Andrew, have you seen my husband's social media? He goes, no. I go, my husband got a fucking Lamborghini, and I am furious. I'm furious. You need to call him right now and convince him to return it because I am beside myself with anger. And he goes, okay, I'm on it. And then he calls you. And then to which you told him the truth.
I told him after. He goes, hey, Tom, hey, it's me. I'm from your local Lamborghini dealership. Make sure everything's working all right. And I go, oh, yeah, I'm real happy with it, man. And, you know, then he kind of dropped character. He goes, so, wow. You did. You got a Lamborghini? And I go, yeah. And he's like, yeah, Christina said she wasn't too thrilled about it. And I go, yeah. And he goes, I really don't know what to say. Congratulations. And I go, thanks. And I could tell that he was like...
He's like, you're crazy.
Yeah. And so then I tell him, he started to laugh really hard. And I go, did you think I was totally unstable for a second? He goes, absolutely, yeah. He goes, I really was like, wow, this guy, I thought I knew him a little better. Yeah. Adam from the store today texted me.
Oh, shut up, he did?
Yeah, he texted me. He goes, I was going to text you yesterday to see if you had lost your fucking mind. Bill Burr texted me last night. Yeah, that thing really made the rounds.
Yeah.
He wrote, like, please take, you know, pictures. He goes, congrats on your new ride. and it felt like kind of sincere, you know? So sure. I felt, I didn't get one. I just rented one to mess with Bert. ha ha ha. And he wrote, I love it. All capital letters.
Hilarious.
So then I had made this video when I was, when I dropped it off, and then I posted it a few hours ago, just after I had talked to Bert this morning. I talked to Bert this morning and we had a conversation that went, you know, left and right. It wasn't like about it. And at the end I was like, yeah, I know. So the main thing is like, I definitely don't want things with us to ever change just because, like, I have a Lamborghini or something.
Right. Like, we can still be friends, Bert.
Yeah.
Right?
And he was like, no, it's fucking, it's it's like amazing. I've never seen a car like that before. Like, he was real sincere about it.
He's sweet.
And as soon as I hung up, I wrote, yo, Bert, have you seen this? And I posted this.
All right, guys, the jig is up. I didn't buy a Lamborghini. I had to give the keys back to Eddie.
Thank you. Hope you enjoyed it.
I did. I went to 777exotics.com. This is not a paid sponsorship. I paid. I rented it. You can too. I highly recommend doing that as opposed to.
And I basically just said, you know, at the end of this, I go, I got you, Bert, like that.
Yeah.
Because it was really just to see Bert. And then he called me.
You fucking dick, you. You fucking dick. You had. The whole time, I was so blown away. I was like, there's no way he's that fucking stupid to spend $300,000. I saved 40 grand on it. I don't give a shit. By the way, you didn't have it. I was being real in the moment, and I know Joe was in on it. He had to be in on it because I've seen his work on news radio. He's not that good of an actor. Joe is, the whole time, Joe's like, look, man, he's a baller. Fuck off. God damn it. Ari was like, I was in the car the whole time with Ari, like, dude, there's no way he's there. I go, Tom's not that stupid. He's not that stupid. And Ari's like, dude, he's from Florida. He's white trash. That's what they do. They spend money on cars. That's what they do. That's ridiculous. And I was like, dude, I'm from Florida. He's like, yeah, different coast. He's like, I'm telling you, man, I can't.
That is fuck. So
you have me going through and looking at motorcycles all night last night. Because I was having some feeling of being left out that I wasn't spending money on anything.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
I'm looking at motorcycles, and I'm like, I can't afford to spend 10 grand. I don't even want to spend 5 grand on a fucking grill. Fucking buy a bullshit fixer-upper motorcycle for fucking 10 grand. Leanne's going to kill me. Maybe I'll start a GoFundMe. You and Joe are fucking assholes. Bye.
Hilarious. See what I tell you?
Yeah.
I knew that Bert.
I'm pausing.
Oh, I wanted to go. The dogs need to eat and stuff.
Okay. We'll pause.
So let's pause our after Bert's voicemail so we know where he's up. And I want to.
All right, we're back. That was a quick break. I think my favorite part of this whole thing, first of all, that was some of the best money I ever spent was renting that car. And I would say, again, for car enthusiasts, it is really fun to rent a car that you're not committing to buying.
Yeah.
Even ones that aren't that expensive, renting a fun car to drive is a fun thing to do. I totally get that. My favorite thing, though, is that I talked to Bert after this, and he was like, I knew it. I just knew that you weren't that stupid. Like, I knew you wouldn't do that. But that Ari was like, he's definitely dumb enough to do that.
Yeah, right.
Ari was like,
Harry.
Ari called me white trash.
Ugh.
And that I was from Florida, and that Florida people are stupid, and that we would definitely buy that.
That is so damn rude.
I know.
How dare you, Ari?
Ari's, that's how he is, you know? So anyways, that was a Lambo prank. I think that's you.
No.
No?
I don't know. Was it maybe?
Lambo prank, 100% worth it. So fun to see Bert's face. So fun to get him to spiral. He was searching for motorcycles last night online.
I knew he would react that way. I call it?
Yeah.
I go, there's no way. He is right now in his mind counting how much you're making, and then he's going to find a way to match what you're doing.
He's got to participate in some way.
I knew it. I bet Leanne last night was just like, oh my God.
Oh yeah, she's probably like, what has Tom done?
What have you done to my husband?
Another GoFundMe.
Yeah. Yeah. Machines with thin.
Yes, bros.
So I know you guys are itching for some Machines Within remixes. They keep coming in.
Good.
So
it's my favorite thing right now.
It is so fantastic.
Okay, here we go.
This is Machines Within by Michael Hajdan.
Yeah. Turn it up.
Yeah. Why is it not as well?
Come on, Terminator.
Here we go.
Machines Within. Yeah.
You like it?
Yep. This is how I heard it. I heard it in my head.
You said it's how I heard it?
See, I heard it. I heard it. 100%.
216. F all the haters. F all the haters.
Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween.
It's great, by the way, this Halloween season, too.
Perfect. Working on my rhymes.
Happy Halloween.
It's a good song.
Love it.
Yeah. Working on my rhyme.
I like it, Michael. Good job.
Working on my flow.
Working on my flows. Machines
F all the haters.
F all the haters. Here is
F all the haters.
Rage Against the Machines Within.
Oh my God. Why didn't we think of that?
By Pete from 1 1/4. Okay? That's who made this one here. Pete.
Yes.
I like that. I like that.
Terminator gun.
I'm digging
good.
It.
Good. It's really good.
Yep. It's pretty good, right?
It's really good.
By the way, I think I already said this, but I don't know if I said it only to you off camera and not on the show. But the other really crazy thing that surprised me going back to the Lambo thing was how many people were like, the internet always kicks you in the balls. I got like hundreds and hundreds of people being like, so happy for you. Right? I know. I was like,
I was surprised too.
Like some people were like, oh, you're rich. Fuck you. Which was like, all right, man. Like that was their take on it. Like I used to like you. It's so crazy. Like such a crazy reaction.
Yeah.
But the majority of people were like, so happy for you, man. Congratulations.
Yeah. I will say that our fans are genuinely.
That's very nice.
Sweet and supportive of stuff. And that's, it is so refreshing on the internet, which is a wasteland of hatred. And
violence.
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know.
So
it's nice.
That was just a real quick.
I know. Doesn't like a nice comment on Twitter or anywhere. It blows me away. When people are kind, you're like, what? You're
and
not a
I
piece
thought,
of shit.
You know, I'm in this douche mobile and it's so, like $300,000. Like people are just going to be like, and there's a few, but if you read through the comments on my Instagram, it's mostly people going, you earned it. Congratulations.
Machines Within, man.
And Machines Within. Yeah. I did see a bunch of Machines Within.
Yeah.
But I thought that was actually very surprising.
Yes.
Machines Within also came in with video and music submissions.
Get the fuck out of here.
We have a few of these.
OMG. That's crazy already.
Machines Within, Machines Within. Yeah, I'm talking about Machines Within. Terminator gun, got a Terminator gun. Terminator gun, got a Terminator gun.
It's great.
Amazing.
This is great. Wow.
Amazing.
Machines Within.
That's
amazing.
Luke,
you killed it
with the redneck version of Machines Within. God, incredible.
That harmonica work is amazing.
That guy's a really talented harmonica player right there.
That was really I'm not a huge fan of the harmonica.
Yeah,
and I really enjoyed that.
That was great.
Yeah,
that guy's talented.
Yeah.
There's more.
All right, Tommy, Christina, this is the ukulele version of Machines Within, all the way from the UK.
All right,
Mum's House podcast.
Oh my gosh.
Machines Within, got a gun, got a Terminator gun. Machines Within, got a gun, got a Terminator gun. T-16, got a gun, got a Terminator gun. Machines Within, got a gun, got a Terminator gun. F all the haters.
That is fantastic.
Was crazy.
That is Crabbers?
Crabbers.
Yeah.
Dude, thank you. That was awesome.
Fantastic.
What an amazing audience we have.
I know.
International.
And
that
another
was,
one came in.
Shut up.
Nate from Indy.
All right.
Mass murderer.
Second song on the album. Yeah. Much love, no hate. Much love, no hate. Mass murder from the grave makes me cool. The machines within make me cool. The machines within make me cool. Well, I've got a gun, yeah. Terminator gun. The machines within.
That's amazing.
Wow.
That's Nate from Indy. Incredible. So many, I mean, I feel like, I'm serious, there's so many incredibly musically inclined people to listen to this show. I'm,
Who knew such talented people? I thought it was all just derelicts like us that listened.
I know, but there's really talented people. I'm a little disappointed that we didn't get a song, you know.
She's retarded.
She's retarded song, but you can only get so
we
much.
We didn't get a She's Retarded song?
Let me see. Do I see? I don't see one. No.
I was thinking that the She's Retarded, that could be a fun prank for spouses. You could say that about your wife or husband in public when they act up.
Yeah. What do you think of this email? Oh, that's interesting, right? Do Siamese twins, conjoined twins, if they get a job, do they get one salary or two?
God damn it.
Machines within, F the haters. Nathan, that is an excellent question.
I hope that Machines Within F the Haters replaces Hey Hitler.
Yeah. Me too. Believe me, especially as you're, I hope your touring starts to really pick up now and you hear it as many times as I did this year, walking to the stage, as you get on stage and as the applause dies, you know, and they settle in for you to talk and you're like, hello. And then they go, Hey Hitler, like that. And you're like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Well, I was at Twitter yesterday doing the Twitter Q&A in Santa Monica.
How was that?
It was super fun.
Is that, that's not official HQ, right? Cause that's up north, but it's
right. It's like Twitter LA.
Yeah,
so there's offices in Denver, San Francisco, all these a million places. And, you know, a lot of it's mommies asking questions and most of them were like, Hey Hitler, just wondering, blah, 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 blah. And the girls were like, why is everybody saying, Hey Hitler? Like it's a joke. It's
I dropped
joke.
My joke book at, at, yoga. I didn't know it. And Ari goes, did you drop this? Did you drop this? And I go, no. He goes, it's not your notebook. And I go, I think it's my notebook. And he opened it, and at the top it says, Hey, Hitler. And I go, no, that is mine. And he was like, okay. I'm like, it says Hitler in it. Is that, that's yours? I'm like, yeah, it's mine. Because it was like, it was a reminder to tell that story to somebody.
Hey,
you know?
Hitler.
Like, yeah, it was on my set list.
Yeah.
Hot dump question. Hey, mommies. Oh. You know how they say if you drink milk with spicy foods, it takes away some of the spicy? I'm wondering if you were to pour milk on how you say asshole, would it ease the pain of hot dumps?
Wow.
What do you think? Love you, Gabe.
What a real thought provoker.
That's another really good question.
Gosh, I mean, I don't see why it wouldn't if it works on your mouth with spices.
Yeah.
You know what else cools your hiney is a Toto Washlet 350 each. Just splashing some water on your hiney helps.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'd argue that any liquid really helps.
Asshole.
Yeah, it keeps your asshole.
Asshole.
Rap, rap.
Yeah.
Rap. Liquido.
Rap.
Rap.
Rap. Yeah, it's a good question. I'm really interested if there's any employers who have hired or been around a conjoined twin to see if they get two salaries. Because they have separate rights. They have their own individual rights.
Right, there's two separate people.
Yeah, they have different minds. So how could you be like, well, we're just going to pay you this one thing?
It can't be, because they are two separate entities. They are two separate people with different social security numbers.
But it's a fascinating question, right?
Yeah. I'm sure they have, you know, license, not driver. I don't think, can they drive?
Yeah, they can drive.
Well, who's the driver?
I don't know. How do you wipe if you have no arms? That came in.
God damn it.
I was taking such a good dump today. I began thinking about people who are unable to have such a time on the toilet.
Fuck.
My pondering of poop brought me to this question. How do people without arms wipe their ass? I'm really at a loss here. What I'm really at a loss at is not how they wipe at all. How do you wipe outside of the home? Because I'm sure there's a system you would set up at home. You know, there would be
stick with a rag on it.
Yeah, something I don't know off the top of my head. But yeah, I can imagine that there's something you would set up, right? Like a
friend,
a bidet, and some device.
How do you push the button for the bidet?
It's a great question. I mean, these are, you know, I'm saying that, but there's something. The no arm people out there are going to find us and let us know.
Sure.
There's some system, but it's more interesting to me is like, what about an emergency dump out on the town? That's really curious.
I mean, I'm guessing
alone?
If you're armless, you might have a helper with you.
No.
At all times.
No.
And then how do you get around? You got to walk everywhere? Oh no, I guess you can take an Uber now.
Armless people don't have helpers.
I'd have a helper if I were armless.
No, you won't.
Sure.
Why would you have a helper?
You can't reach anything. You can't
push.
How are you going to get your iPhone out and hit Uber,
babe,
to come get you?
Jesus,
you have Christ. No arms. Why is that a ridiculous question?
They don't have helpers. They have like a prosthetic, and they, you know, if they don't, they still can. You can walk around and do what you need to do without an arm.
No, two arms missing.
They don't have a helper.
This person did not mention prosthetics. I'm literally imagining somebody with no arms right now.
They
no.
still don't be like, I don't have arms. I need a full time caregiver. It's not how that works. They make do without their arms. What's interesting is how they do it. It's not a helper.
Okay.
Not a helper.
Well, I don't know much about the armless community.
I'm just saying it's a fascinating question.
It is a fascinating question.
And if you're black and you want to rent free lifestyle, fuck me. Come over here and fuck me right now.
Do whatever you want. Piss on me, slap me, hit me.
Piss in my eyes.
In my face.
Just try it out.
Get in my building, try it out. You want to fucking piss on me, try it out.
Jesus Christ.
It's like, only as fuck, man. I'm looking for hardcore guys. I mean,
we know you are.
Do it. And I want to deliver it. I'm a hot white trash. Come dump. Let's fuck.
Oof, his teeth don't look good either.
Nothing's going on good with him.
Black guys would love to fuck and fuck good. If you're a hot black guy,
okay,
you
I
want
got
to
it.
Fuck.
Thanks. Who do you think's creepier? Okay, would you rather you're a hot black guy?
Yeah.
Would you rather bang ugly Ron Jeremy?
Yeah.
And Ron Jeremy ain't so good. This is his retarded brother.
Yeah.
Don Jeremy. So would you either bang this guy?
Don Jeremy, yeah.
Or the 2016 Benadryl guy?
Oh, my God.
They're both super horny, okay? It's a filler up, seal or shut.
Well, here's the thing.
Filler up. Are you doing the 16 Benadryl guy or this
guy? First of all, as always, I applaud you and your impromptu filler ups. And you're really gifted
at
this.
Thank you.
This is what I would take to the networks to pitch if I were you, if you were pitching ideas.
You know, I am looking to pitch show ideas.
Are you? Okay, it's a good idea.
There's dog dick. Afternoon.
Yeah,
we right,
jerk off different dogs, yeah. Right?
Wait a minute. What
with
about...
Cum-gum.
Cum-gum with the chewels, with the man love in the middle.
Right? Good idea.
I'm liking Farting on Dogs' Heads as another TV show.
So far, I mean, I could see NBC, ABC, Fox, CBS. Where else are you going to take this thing?
Only the big ones.
These are not... Okay, these are broadcast network shows. Yeah.
Okay, so who are you going to bang? Is it the 16 Benadryl?
Here's why it's interesting to me.
They're both super horny. Here's the good news. They're both enthusiastic lovers.
They're both definitely not horny. You're right. So
supercharged
just
lovers.
To remind people who you're talking about. Just so people have a
this guy's the best.
Who do
before
I want to
have fuck? Sex? If you want to be horny for 2 or 3 hours like you've never been in your life,
yeah.
You have access to marijuana too.
Uh-huh.
Good weed. Listen to me.
Okay.
True weed alone can get you really hornier than normal, but Benadryl, take about 10, 12 Benadryl before you want to have your sexual fun with your partner or whatever you do or masturbate. All
yeah.
right?
10 to 12.
So,
true.
So this guy.
Have a heart attack. Go to the hospital.
With this 100-yard stare that's permanently in his eyes. There's definitely plans and plots on the wall behind him of people to take out. Him and his Benadryl and his weed.
With his closet, though. He does have a nice
right.
closet behind him.
But he's swallowing fucking gas from a balloon, light of laughing gas or whatever. So it's him.
It's him.
Do I want to fuck him? Or...
The lady, the
been
laying
from
down
jail, homeless, or you're a thug. You want to come? move in. A friend can move with you too, man. Free rent, you get a lease in the key. Fuck me. Piss on me. Beat me. I'm home, you know. You see me, you want to come over today and try it out? Try it out, man.
Yeah.
I mean, they're too great. You know what we got to do?
It's different styles, too. It's different styles.
You know what I wish we could do is like a dating game where we could match the perfect homeless person with either of these gentlemen.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's good.
And they answer questions, but, you know, it's just silly fun. So what do you...
Fuck me in my ass, man.
Well, or, I mean, we could add a third. How about the fuck me in my ass?
No, let's keep it to the
homeless
first
guy gets raped by gay ghost.
No. I think it's good to keep it to the two guys that can string sentences together, but I
who are you going for?
Well, first
and why?
Of all, it's really good because they're both alarming individuals and terrifying in different ways. Right. See, I think a lot of people
terrifying in different ways is an excellent phrase. Yeah,
a lot of people would in this situation be like, I'm staying away from the fuck me for free rent black guys.
Oof, why is that?
Well, it's just, it seems so direct and aggressive.
Sure.
And the aggression can be off-putting to some people.
You go,
oh, the Benadryl guy, he's pretty chill. He's just sitting on the couch. He's just like, smoke some weed. But that guy has some really, really scary things going on that you didn't necessarily see in that video. Luckily for us, we have more than one video of him.
Do you think he's making a suit out of lady skin and he's got a girl in a well?
I think the Benadryl guy is scarier, actually. I think there's a lot below the surface.
That's what I'm saying. The Benadryl guy, he's got a girl that he's starving to make a lady dress out of.
What the fuck? I would never... My family's tried to get me to watch regular porn, they call it. Fuck you and your porn and your the way you make out and your stupid, boring fucking bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this guy in a cabin that only he has the key to is the end of your life for sure.
But wait a minute.
The free rent guy is like, beat the piss out of piss on me.
But that's what he's saying too. He's like, I don't like regular intercourse. I like wild stuff.
No.
What's wrong with you? The other guy likes wild stuff too. You want to be adventurous.
No,
you like that.
The other guy is direct in that he wants basically to be submissive. He wants you to be very dominant and aggressive. This guy,
you like that. You like taking the lead.
I don't know.
That's
man.
Your thing. You're always when you know. Bob,
right. I'm thinking the only thing that's I'm gonna have a problem with the other guys is I'm not black. That's gonna piss him off.
Well, okay. Let's lift that.
I got a Lamborghini.
Yeah, Lamborghini. Let's lift that requirement for this for the sake of this filler up, sealer shut.
Yeah.
Now this guy's a serial killer. You like serial killers?
No, no. I like watching shows about them. I don't like them.
You like them creepy?
No.
The two of you could talk about killing
fucking
ladies.
Fucking all of you are owned by your woman. You're all a bunch of fucking pieces of shit.
Mm-hmm.
God doesn't love you, any of you anymore.
Crazy.
You're fucked. Here I am on the planet with you, motherfucker. Have a good day, motherfucker.
Oh, that's how my mom used to end her letters
to me. Look
at
those pupils, huh?
The pupils are wild. It is in the eyes with this guy.
He's severely mentally ill, this guy. Yeah.
Or just whacked out on the drugs.
No.
The drugs aren't helping the mental decline.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
I think I'd have to fuck the guy that wants to get pissed on for free rent.
And good news, free rent. You didn't even bring that part up.
I got a mortgage. Jesus.
Right.
Yeah.
You're saving cash with that guy, the mustache guy. You're having a good time. It's a win-win.
You think he'd pick up my Lambo payments?
I don't know if he's capable of that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he is giving you something, too, which is nice. Free rent. You can bring
I'm
a friend.
Hardcore guys. Free rent, you get a lease and a key. Fuck me.
You get a lease and a key?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, and you can also bring a buddy along. So which buddy are you bringing along?
Oh, that's interesting. I mean, I would either bring along Bert or Sickle Cell or Ari.
Yeah. Any of those dudes would be down. I mean, Ari's kind of homeless all the time.
Yeah, he kind of has like homeless guy vibes.
Yeah, he does. He looks homeless.
This guy might accept Ari.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Ari would be like, I'm not black. He'd be like, yeah, but you look dirty and you look like you know, you live on the streets. And Ari would be like, yeah, I live on the streets. He's like, you want to come in here and piss on me? Fuck me for rent? Like, okay.
Okay.
All right, I'll do
it. Is this an Airbnb?
Okay. All right, I'll do it. Yeah.
Now, see, Oh, man. If I were a guy, I guess in order to fill her up and seal her shut, I would have to be a guy in this scenario.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to go with you on this one because I am afraid that the Benadryl guy will
that guy might kill you.
Cut you up.
Yeah. So you would piss on and beat the other guy.
Sure.
And put a strap on.
But it's free rent and a buddy gets to come along.
But he wants to be nailed. So
sure.
You would do the strap on.
Yeah. No
like
problem.
A big, powerful strap on.
No problem.
Yeah.
Nope, I'll practice before I go in
on
whoever's here in front of me. I don't know. You wouldn't let me practice on you?
No.
Babe, we're talking Lambo payments.
He said, I don't think he could take over those payments.
How much are the payments?
Payments.
Let's talk about the payments.
If you're making payments on a Lamborghini, you're doing it all wrong.
If it's $320 or $350, that's ridiculous. You put $10,000 down. And then your monthly is only like $20,000.
Let's do the math.
Yeah. It's preposterous.
Okay.
If you're not a multimillionaire,
here's car loan calculator.
Yeah. Let's see.
Okay. $350,000.
She's retarded. Yeah. $350,000 Lambo. Let's say.
How many months? Because they tell you it's really stupid to do longer than like 36 months. Like
the financial advisors tell you
like, you know, pay it off within 2 to 3 years. So let's say 3 years.
Okay, 3 year Lamborghini.
Yeah, because otherwise you're paying way too much in interest. So
sure.
Let's do 36 months.
We're all about the value with this lease, you know.
3% interest.
Sure.
All right. Let's see. All right. So that's a pretty good deal. I mean, that's a low interest rate.
Yeah.
36 months. They're loaning you $350,000, so your monthly payments are only $10,178 a month.
For your car.
For your car.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And then you're talking great mileage on the gas.
I think I drove it 60 miles, and I took down a little over a quarter of a tank. So, yeah, I mean, you're filling up pretty often.
How much is it to fill? You're filling it up, like, every day.
Yeah, like, pretty much every day. Every other day, you're filling up your tank.
Oh, like $60 a pop?
I don't know.
A fill up?
Yeah, 60.
It's fine. It's good. You can only take one person.
You throw that on the $10,000 of your monthly loan.
What about insurance, too?
It's going to be not a joke to insure. You're insuring a house. It's crazy.
So expensive. Yeah. $10,000 a month for a car.
Yeah.
That is bananas.
Yeah.
That is a huge mortgage payment.
It's pretty wild.
My goodness. Who can do that? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Man.
Okay, let's see this.
But I will say that Lamborghini, that is just for the pleasure of it. There is no utility in a Lamborghini. It is all just for fun. It is all pleasure and joy, which, you know, I don't know anything about that. What are you looking up now?
I'm trying to figure out the... what the insurance would be, but they ask for too much information.
The insurance would be, especially in California, where there's so many uninsured motorists, because that's what you're paying for is the people that don't have insurance. Could you imagine getting hit in that car and then you got to replace the fucking, the door that goes.
The guy told me, I go, because I was telling him, I was like, it's so crazy to get into this business you have of buying exotic cars and then renting them, because your overhead, like, to get into the business is like $5 million, right? Because he has like Rolls Royce, Bentleys, Ferraris, Maseratis, you know, like all these exotic cars. And he's like, yeah, it's crazy. And I was like, it's just so much money. He goes, oh yeah, when the transmission blew on one of these Lambos, it was $45,000.
Oh my God.
To fix the transmission. It's like the service on these things is no joke.
You know, it does make me think how many people in LA are doing that exact thing, that they are just renting these fancy cars. Now that I think about it.
It's a lot.
Yeah. And now that I'm like, oh, what's that guy doing with a Ferrari? Like, these people are probably renting.
There's a lot of renters.
Yeah.
Yeah. He told me how, like, the business does well.
Yeah. Especially in Beverly Hills, and, you know, people want to look like they're awesome.
You know where it's more obvious when you, if you, like, want to pay attention to where, how it's going? If you see a Lamborghini or a Ferrari on a residential street, that's probably owned. When you see them parked or up and down Rodeo,
that
whole thing, that's a renter. That's somebody who got it for a trip, which is, like, I understand. They're like, I came to LA, I'm going to drive up Rich People Boulevard, and I'm going to get this crazy car.
Yeah, let's go to Rodeo, let's rent a crazy car.
Yeah.
let's go shopping at the, you know, whatever Pollo store, Ralph Lauren.
Yeah. Well, this is,
I don't know what the fuck people buy.
This is super exciting. We've been working on this for a minute and it's finally here. We've talked about it for a while. We have a holiday collection of your mom's house related products coming out. They're out now. A couple of them are on sale. A couple are pre-sale. So this first one was the big one. This is our first ever Christmas sweater. And it is amazing. It is one of the best things I have ever seen. It's a Christmas, a legit Christmas sweater, and it says Santa Claus wears jeans, and it has Santa, and he's wearing his jeans. And here's what's really cool about this. 100% of the profit that comes from the Santa Claus wears jeans Christmas sweater will go to the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles.
Oh.
We're going to donate to their toy program.
Wonderful.
For kids that are in the hospital, and we'll document it. So it's not just like, yeah, just believe it. We're going to, you know, make a video of like the shopping and dropping off some of the toys and gift cards and stuff.
Awesome. There's no better cause.
No better cause. So please check it out. Go to TomSegura.com and click on my store, or go to MerchMethod.com/TomSegura. We also have couple other this
it's a red Christmas sweater. The Santa Claus wears jeans. It's red and it's got the white stitching of like snowflakes, and it's got a color
Santa wearing jeans.
It's great.
It's a real Christmas sweater.
It's heavy, yeah. So you're gonna wear it. You're actually gonna wear it. This one's great too.
The hat, the winter hat.
Love it.
With the little ball on top, with snowflakes, and it says Santa Claus wears jeans.
Of course.
That's very fun. And then this is something that like I've held on to. Like, I wanted to do this for years and I finally did it. We're doing Christmas sweatshirts as well in different colors, white, green, and red. And who are you to tell me what Santa Claus looks like? Is my So now we have Santa Claus is black.
Yes.
Hashtag YMH, right? You don't know my pronoun.
Yeah, don't assume it.
We have Santa Claus is Asian.
No.
Yes.
I love it.
He is.
Oh, that's great. Santa Claus is Asian. Yeah. Santa Claus is black. I love it.
And we also have for
mis
hermanos, we have Santa Claus is Latino.
Yes, dude.
In a green, and he's wearing a sombrero and hashtag YMH. Anyway, so.
It's awesome.
Like I said, some of these are pre-sale. They'll ship in like about 3.5 weeks. Some of these are on sale, meaning they'll ship in less time, maybe 2 weeks. So that's our whole.
So get them now. What you're saying is get them now before it gets really cold and before the holidays really kick in.
You get your Christmas stuff now. It's great, Christmas present if your significant other is a podcast fan or you just want to have like a more unique holiday sweater or sweatshirt. The hat is awesome. I have the hat. They shipped it to us.
And I tell you, the quality of all of these items,
primo quality,
is impeccable. Yes. I have the hat, in our bedroom, and it's fantastic.
Yeah. And again,
so is the sweater. All of them are great.
Santa Claus wears jeans. The sweater's incredible. All going to children's charity.
That's awesome too, right?
Yeah, very cool. So very proud of that.
It's a good charity.
Now to one of the more exciting things that we have come across in some time here on this show. I'm very happy to bring to your attention. Oh, that did not go as planned, Gene.
Hmm.
Here it is. I'll try it again. I screwed it up. I muted it for a second.
But you know what happened.
Yeah.
Another shoe dropping in the wake of the Harvey Weinstein sexual harassment scandal engulfing Hollywood. New accusations against action star Steven Seagal. And now, Daily Mail TV brings to light an audio tape in which Seagal reveals his outrageously profane attitude toward female journalists.
Uh-oh.
A few times that I had a hard time, it was usually with women. When somebody's on tour, on a promotional tour, he's there to talk about his film.
Of course.
Not about who he's or who he'd like to who his wife was with 10 years ago, and they should go into pornography or something instead of journalism if they want to hear that. Bunch of
So, unfortunately, the bleeps were unavoidable.
Sure.
I hate playing censored stuff on this podcast, but that's the only version that exists right now.
Some of the women seemed unfair.
Why?
You think because of the subject matter? Most women don't like action pictures.
I won't even dare tell you what I think it is. It was just some dumb that is a liar and wanted to be sensational. If I ever see her again, I'll tell it to her face. I think she belongs in a zoo.
So wow. this is all related to a story that broke. You know, it's like everyone's being taken down right now for sexual harassment and, you know, all these things. So there was a story that came that a woman who auditioned for one of when he was, like, you know, making big $100 million or whatever.
You mean
pictures.
He's not now?
Yeah, now they're like $1,000 budgets. But when he was doing those about 20 years ago, a woman claims that she was got the call like, oh, Seagal's considering you for the lead. You need to go to his house. And she had the wherewithal to bring the casting director with her.
Mm.
And he answered in like a silk robe. And he just sat in a chair and watched her audition. And then when she left, she got the call that, like, oh, Steven thought you did great. He needs you to come back to do a private rehearsal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the private rehearsal. Yeah. And he's still in his robe for it?
Well, she turned it down.
Okay.
And so he gave her like a one-line part in the movie.
Wow.
So this story came out a couple weeks ago, and this stuff is in relation to those stories. Like, this is him telling somebody else about that, you know?
You sit down with this sweet little, you know, nice girl, and who seems to just adore you and all this and that, and you're a perfect gentleman, and, you know, unbelievable.
How can you combat that?
The way you combat it is by, let's not ever do an interview again to show these there's a bunch of
damn. So I wish we had the fucking
he's so movie. Mad at her for it, for this.
Yeah, because this, you know, that's bad press, man. There's no
sure. And Steven's used to a very high standard of good press.
Yeah,
being a Russian recent citizen
and you know, a spy of sorts, and you know, he's a talented guy.
I mean, I am the king of improv, if you'll forgive my saying so.
Jeez,
the king of improv, you know?
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Wow. Who knew?
Man, I really hope he does more interviews like this.
I do too. I was just looking at his photo there without the jet black mustache and the jet black. I think he might look better if he shaved that off.
Just cut it all off.
Right.
But keep the gun range yellow sunglasses though, right?
He stopped wearing those.
He has little ones now.
He went to the John Lennon's. Yeah, yeah. The tiny spectacles.
Those are a good look.
Much better.
And the hairpiece is darker and more full than it was. I like that too.
I mean, Ryan Sickler, our good friend, had a goatee for 15 years and he just shaved it off about a year ago.
Yeah.
He looks 10 years younger. I just saw him. I did the Crab Feast a week ago. And I mean, it's like a different man.
Yeah.
I think there is an age where you should take off the goatee.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean,
it's just aging him. It's not good. Yeah. Just be fat. I mean, at this point, it might look better just to have a fat face, right?
Look at that.
No, and the way that the hair is cut, it's actually making his cheeks look puffier.
Yeah, I know.
He needs to either expand the width of that beard.
Oh, my God.
Or just cut it off or lose weight. You know, he could do that. Oh, my God. He
looks great.
Look at that. Look at the weave. Yeah. Oh, that's bad.
That's so dark. It's so dark.
His plugs aren't good. Oh my! He's wearing his gi to meet Putin.
Yeah, Vladimir Putin. Yeah,
he's wearing a fucking gi.
He's eating his carrot
to the Kremlin or whatever it is. He's eating a carrot. Sure.
Such a weird.
God, he looks so weird.
Such a weird look that he's got going.
Yeah.
Yeah, those tiny glasses that he look at him back. Look how much thinner he was here.
That's him?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's him. That's him in his heyday.
Are you sure that's not Yanni?
No, that's Steven Seagal.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah. That's back in the day.
He was attractive.
Well, yeah, he was a fucking superstar, man. Yeah.
He looks terrible.
But that one interview he did, he had those crazy, crazy glasses on. Here it is. This one is right here.
Yeah, he looks like a cartoon character.
Those are crazy.
Now, look here. This isn't, how long ago is that?
That's old.
Oh, because he was handsome.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, take the facial hair off.
How are you going to act like you didn't know he was handsome?
I didn't.
Really?
I did not know.
Here's Take the, off here's the gun fucking, range glasses.
Yeah, the gun. It's you see, but that makes him look 10 times crazier. Yeah. You know, it's not helping him to wear the gi and the glasses in public. It's yeah. just, this is not the, you just look crazy.
Yeah.
No, you need to normalize the look a little.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, don't you feel like he just needs to look more normal?
Yeah. It's not good. You know, you start to do crazier other things to distract from your body going to shit. Well, sure. I think what happens is like he's just gained so much weight that he's like, you know, grow this, put some sunglasses, like, cause you're trying to distract.
Yeah.
From things going to shit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
it's just so, you know, we were talking about it today as we were driving around the neighborhood and we saw a man wearing like those Cavaricci pants from the 90s. And then he had a belt and then the shirt tucked into the terrible 90s pants, the hammer pants.
And
it's because nobody loves him.
Nobody loves him.
And I think the problem with Steven Seagal is that he doesn't have a woman in his life who tells him he looks ridiculous.
Or who loves him.
Who loves him.
Any woman in his life is like, you're that movie star.
Yeah.
You're the action star guy.
You know what? You're handsome without the jet black widow's peak and the jet black goatee. You look terrible with that.
Yeah. It's a good point.
Looks stupid. I don't let you out of the house with even...
No, you've corrected me a few times.
You almost went out of the house the other day to a pitch meeting wearing a denim button-down shirt and the denim
That's right.
Pants.
Well, but I mean, I'm YMH for life.
Hello. Yeah, but not to that meeting.
Yeah.
I didn't let you out of the house because why? Because why?
Because you love me.
Yes.
That's right. Thank you, Gene. Hey, Hilaire. I have an in-law. It's a question that came in. I have an in-law that is quite heavy-handed with the you know what I mean.
Oh.
Am I supposed to answer yes, I know what you mean, every time I'm asked to follow along with the dumb story? At what point am I supposed to stop replying? What's the etiquette for taking this kind of blasting?
You know what I mean?
Thanks for the giggles, Roger.
You know what I'm saying? Now, is it a you know what I mean or you know what I'm saying?
This person says you know what I mean.
Fuck.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, check it out. You know what I'm saying? It's a fear. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Check this out. Yeah. I'm like, psh, you know what I'm saying? I'm like,
psh, you know what I'm saying?
Shit, I have a job day in my life.
I ain't never had a job in my life.
In that jail, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
I'm like, psh, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like you gotta kind of leave the you know what I means alone. You can't really start answering them.
Shouts out to homeboy Mitch, you know what I'm saying? Slickster, hell yeah, you know what I'm saying? Mutual homie, good motherfucker right there, you know what I'm saying? So you know what I'm saying? He's only gonna fuck with the.
It's so ridiculous.
Well, here's the thing. One time, I was watching a mom discipline her kid who kept saying, like, This little boy was learning to speak, right? What, 4 years
that's
old?
That's so different.
And he kept going, and like, and the mom goes, don't stop saying like, You don't say like, And at the time I thought, gosh, that's kind of cruel. It puts this thing in that kid's head, like self-consciousness.
Yeah.
Then again, it is a verbal tic. And until somebody points it out to you, you need to become cognizant of it.
It's not a bad, yeah.
Maybe if he answered him with the same amounts of, is it, you know what I'm saying? Or,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe if he was like, well, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like,
no,
it's a joke.
I think what would be funny is what he's proposing
is to go,
like,
yes,
I know what you mean. 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 She's retarded. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like,
no. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, I know what you mean. That's true. Yeah. If he did do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because there was a time in high school when my BFF Shauna and I, we said like a lot because we're Valley girls.
Yeah.
There was a point where she and I had to correct each other and we had to be like, hey, we're saying like way too much.
And you were calling each other out?
We were calling each other out because we realized that it had gotten like too far, like too far.
And how did it help? When you call each other out?
Yeah, because Shauna brought it up. I remember she goes, I think we're saying like too much, bro. And I was like, what? Like what?
Like what?
Like what, bro?
Like
yeah. What? Cause she's like, we're saying like too much. She goes, oh, cause I heard my brother on the phone and I think he was saying it. You know, yeah. like
that's
girl,
always
like,
how it is.
And then you go, wait a minute, am I saying that stuff too?
I say like too much now.
Of course, we both. We're yeah. in California. It's the land of like.
Yeah.
Like bro.
Like.
Oh, no, shit.
So we leave. We're leaving for the camping trip on the 20th.
Oh boy.
Who's all going?
Me, Fane, Mommy, Daddy, Nikki.
Grammatically incorrect. Me, Faye, Danny.
We have a bunch of us going, and you and Grandpa are supposed to come.
Can't.
Why?
Where am I going to pay shit?
They give us all buckets with our names on it.
And what does that mean?
Well, you can't go in my bucket, and I can't go in yours, so we don't get germs spreading.
Yeah. Germ spread.
But where do I put my A's at? On the bucket? Put my name on it? I think you played with yourself.
Why would you say that to me?
How could I? Where's Poppy going to shit in the bucket?
Yeah. And then at the end...
Where do you go to shit, though?
You find like a tree. You go behind a tree.
Yeah.
Sweet old lady.
Yeah.
Is being told that she's going to have to shit in a bucket if she goes on this trip.
Man, you can't ask some old lady to shit in a bucket. I mean, she probably shits in a pan right now, but not in a bucket.
I bet you George H.W. Bush does, too. The former president.
Yeah.
Who's been accused of sexual harassment. Poor guy.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
What? Wait, why is he the poor guy?
He's old.
What is that supposed to mean?
I mean, he can't, you know, he can't be held accountable for his...
For grabbing heinies?
Yeah.
Are you saying that he should get a free pass because he's old?
Yes.
I think it's even grosser when it's an old guy.
It's definitely...
more upsetting.
Let's see. This lady said she saw the presidents getting together.
You must place your debit card.
She got a chance to meet him 4 years ago. Okay. He's 93. So he was 89.
A spry 89.
89 years old. He sexually assaulted me. He didn't shake me. He touched me from behind from his wheelchair with his wife, Barbara, by his side. Ugh. He told me a dirty joke.
Mm-hmm.
All the while being photographed, touched me again.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
See, I think it's wrong just because it's so gross to be touched by that dude. How creepy is that?
Well,
would you want to get your butt squeezed by him?
Would I? I wouldn't mind. I really wouldn't mind. And I wouldn't mind if an 89-year-old woman, like, she was like, you want to touch the picture? And I go, sure. And I stood by her wheelchair, and she went like, and she squeezed my hiney. And she was like, I bet you got a stiff cock on you. I'd be like, yeah, okay. I would be like, that was crazy. This old lady in a wheelchair just squeezed my ass and said something dirty to me. Poor.
I think it's even more appalling when they're old and creepy. Because they're old people are gross and creepy. Like old.
But don't you think like I'm
scared of death. I'm scared of catching their death, honestly.
No, I get that. That's the uncomfortable feeling of being around the old. But I'm saying for somebody doing something like, let's just say what this scenario can happen to you. A guy can go like, hey, I see you brought the milk machine with you today.
Yeah.
You know, I brought my coffee. I see you brought the milk.
Right.
He puts his cup in front of your tits and he's like, can I get half and half from this one and skim from that one?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, like that. So is it worse that a 40-year-old man does that? 60-year-old man or a 90-year-old man?
I think it's worse at the 90-year-old because they're supposed to be sweet and old and asexual. When you're 90, it's supposed to kind of whittle away.
But isn't it less threatening?
I don't know. I know that it's gross. It's grosser the older they are.
It's gross, but I mean...
Your granddad.
But the 40 or 50 or 60-year-old guy can actually, like, do something. In other words, like, this guy's in a wheelchair. He's like, I remember when I saw tits like that. And he, you know, he can barely.
Yeah, that's why it's even creepier and grosser because he's like,
so you would feel worse about that, really?
Yeah,
about the old guy. Yeah. No, it's interesting. I'm asking.
Yes, I would, honestly, because you don't expect it as much from the older guy. The younger guy, you expect them to be creeps. So you're like, I saw that one coming. Okay. I feel like when it's the older person, it really catches you off guard when they're creepy.
Do you want to hear the statement?
Oh, God.
It's kind of funny.
Okay.
Okay, so they issued a statement, his spokesman. President Bush would never, under any circumstance, intentionally cause distress to anyone. He sincerely apologizes if his attempt at humor offended this person. And then this is what the next statement said. At age 93, President Bush has been confined to a wheelchair for roughly 5 years. His arm falls on the lower waist of people with whom he takes pictures. To try to put people at ease, the president routinely tells the same joke, and on occasion, he has patted women's rears in what he intended to be a good-natured manner. Some have seen it as innocent, others clearly viewed as inappropriate. To anyone he has offended, the president sincerely apologizes.
Oh, so he can't control his arm. That's what. So then don't fucking take pictures of people on that side of you. But he can't. They're saying that his arm, he can't control it. So then he comes up with a stock line. My arm's got a life of long, like this, my cock or something.
Yeah,
and,
I think this might even be the picture.
Hilarious.
So like his left arm is probably like around her ass right now or near it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And he's like, I want to fuck you. Or I don't know what he's saying, but he's probably like, just wipe all the way. You wipe all the way to the top. You wipe front to back. Huh?
I don't think he's saying that.
You think so?
I don't think so, babe.
Do you wipe down? I'm sorry.
Can I tell you what always bothers me about gross old dudes, and especially in wheelchairs? I always look at their crotches and how mushy his
back. Big.
Yeah. Like, does your dick and balls, do they spread the older you get?
Yeah. And everything's hanging. Don't forget that, like, everything, every bit of skin, organs, everything. See how his face is drooping?
Yeah.
I mean, look at her shoulders. Just her tits are flat
decay,
now. Your body's decaying. Yeah. Like, I think when Fitzsim is, we're like, you don't know if his dick's big or that's just like skin just fallen over skin.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet her.
What a nightmare to grow old.
Her box can't be in good shape either.
Oh, I've seen. I told you I had to change a 100-year-old lady for her birthday party, and her labia hung outside of her underwear. I saw her labia hang out, and her tits were drooping out of her bra too.
See, I feel like if a 90-year-old man said something like that to me, I'd be like, this guy's about to die. Just let him have this.
Okay,
moment.
So would you rather do the 90-year-old guy?
But what have to do him? I'm just talking about him saying something.
No, we're talking about doing now.
But that's not what I'm.
Would you rather do the 90-year-old guy or 16 Benadryls guy? 16 Benadryl.
So I have to have sex with him?
But either or.
Oh, man.
It's 90-year-old George.
Just like.
Or Benadryl.
There's a chance that I'd kill the guy.
Yeah, that's part of the would you rather. That's part of the thing. You're either risking your life for a lunatic to kill you, or you're going to break his hips by butt fucking him.
Yeah, I think I would
butt sex him to death.
I would do it.
You butt sex George?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah. That Benadryl guy's terrifying. I'm watching Mindhunter on Netflix right now.
Yeah, he's in it? Yeah. The Benadryl guy?
Someone like him is in there. Yeah, slices a girl's tits off.
I am not interested in that shit in the least. I forget who I was talking to. I was like, I am not interested in any of these kinds of shows.
Yeah.
Women getting their tits cut off and murderers and shit. I don't want to watch hospital stories. I don't want to watch people dying of cancer. I don't want to watch no fucking white bummer movies. I don't want to watch black bummer movies. No. I don't want to watch any fucking bummers, dude.
Black AIDS, that movie.
Fuck that shit. What's that movie now on the iTunes movie? It's got it's like everyone loves it. It's a black guy in the cover with like the light. What's that shit called?
Moonlight?
Moonlight. Isn't that a bummer?
Oscar. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a black AIDS
see,
bummer.
I'm not interested in the black AIDS bummer. I'm sure it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I just don't, I can't, I don't have the emotional bandwidth. I cry at everything.
Yeah. Well, I know.
I'm too sensitive.
I know. Oh, man.
I feel too bad for people. I'm too empathetic. Fuck that shit.
So, where do you keep that shit out all day?
Where do you keep the shit out there?
The bucket has a handle. Yeah, where do you keep putting it
at? You carry it because when we walk to go see the, you know, the flowers or
the flowers,
the fishing.
Yeah, and if I have to shit, I can always have my bucket with me.
Yeah.
Good point.
Gotta get the fuck out of here.
I love this woman.
You don't like that idea?
Nah.
Well, what are you
gonna carry your shit and smell that?
Yeah. She's got the right idea.
Yeah.
It's part of the experience.
Fuck the experience.
Part of the what?
Experience, Grandma.
The experience.
Experience? I want to experience that I have to smell my own shit.
Well, it's called camping.
I don't like that.
I love the lady that made this, too. Mm-hmm. She knew exactly what she was doing. It was beautifully done.
What are we going to do when we're that old, babe?
You're going to die?
Well, I mean, who's going to take care of us? Do we just check ourselves into an old folks home together? Can we go to the same old folks home? They'll keep us together, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I can't live without you. You're going to die before me, though, because men always do. Shit, what the fuck am I going to do?
I don't know.
And I'm older than you. Babe, do I have permission to get a boyfriend in the retirement home?
Yeah, of course. Of course. You can get a boyfriend. There's no closing song in my closing song file.
Oh. Bitsy has a song for you. Come here, Schnitzel. You want to sing?
This is an empty file.
Come here, Schnitzy.
God damn it.
Come here. Come here, Schnitzel.
Nothing in here. Very upsetting.
I'll sing you a song, Dad.
Okay, sing me a song.
I love your mom's house. It's a great show. Thank you for having me. Everybody knows I'm a dog.
There you go.
I love the show. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, no problem.
Your mom's house. Doo-doo-doo-doo. Your mom's house. Doo-doo-doo-doo.
All right.
Your mom's house.
How about the Christina Fuckboy remix?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
All right.
Fuckboy.
That's by Ali
Zimzer.
Yeah. That's a fun one. All right. This was a really fun. Hope you guys enjoyed it. See you on the next one. Bye, Jean. You want to have
anything? Bye, Jean. I love you.
Love you too.
I think Fuckboy is one of my favorite sayings. Like, Fuckboy. 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 You're a fuckboy.
It's a huge insult.
Fuckboy. It's the PC version of faggot. 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 Well, I like fuckboy. If I can't say faggot, I'm going to say fuckboy. Fuckboy. Fuckboy.
Sounds like you're already doing it.
You're already doing it. You're already doing it.
Faggot. Fuckboy. Fuckboy. Faggot. 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 Fuckboy. 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 Faggot. Fuckboy. 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 Faggot. Faggot. Fuckboy. Fuckboy.
Sounds like you're already
sounds
doing
like
it.
You're already
sounds
doing
like
it.
You're already
sounds
doing
like
it.
You're already doing it.
Sounds good. Like it. Like it. Like it. Like it. Like it.